tangkap na naman.
Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
In Louisiana, employees from every industry enjoy equal air quality in the workplace. They're protected from the hazardous effects of breathing smoke at work, and that's a good thing because everyone deserves the same basic right to smoke-free air.
Some restrictions apply, not true for workers in bars or casinos in the state of Louisiana, including bartenders, cocktail waitresses, dealers, musicians, and all other employees. When we say equal, we mean just for some people.
Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all Louisiana workers. See the results of recent air quality testing in local bars and casinos at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month. But many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373. 215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening this morning, you're on point. This is the official OPT network, and our website is www.onpointcxmas.com. Well, it's Monday, April 16th. It's 7:36 a.m., and it is a rainy Monday morning. So if you have not gotten out and about yet, you need the umbrella. Kids maybe need a light jacket. It's kind of cool outside. And as we were driving in this morning, it was absolutely pouring. And I can still hear, as I'm talking, the thunder, and it was even lightning. So please be careful this morning as you're driving in from wherever you are. The weather is really inclement this morning, so please be careful. Make sure that you're really giving yourself enough time to slow down behind school buses because they are out and about. And hopefully they're driving very, very slow and very carefully this morning. Slow down through those school zones and take your time, get there safely, as it looks like it's going to be a rainy day. Well, we hope that you had a great weekend changing the subject. We certainly did. It was absolutely beautiful. And maybe, D.C., the rain will wash away some of the pollen that's in the air. I know that I myself and many people are struggling with sinuses. We were out and about the entire weekend, sneezing, watery eyes, runny noses. And so maybe the rain will help to just wash some of that old pollen and muck away. But you know what? We're super excited about getting our week started. And as we tell you every single Monday, you know, we can't make it to Friday without starting just on the right foot on Monday. So no matter what you're thinking this morning, driving in, if you're thinking, oh, it's terrible weather, it's going to be a terrible day, just change your thinking. Turn that around. You know, you can have what you say, and if you can have what you say, you might as well say it. And even though it's raining and we got a little bit wet coming in, we still believe it's going to be a great day. Had some other challenges this weekend, but you know what? We're going to just speak those things that are not as though they were, and it's going to be a great week. And we hope that you get your Monday started off on the right foot. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you about what's coming up on the OPT network and what you can expect for the rest of the month, or some of the rest of the month. We're going to take a quick break here. You're on point, everybody, and we're back right after this. Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Are your finances giving you a heartache? A free financial checkup from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is the cure. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is giving away free financial checkups through April 15th. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for your free financial checkup. You'll have the opportunity to sit down with Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's money doctors to carefully examine your credit and let them help you find the best financial treatment for you. Call us at 473-4562. Get one-on-one advice concerning a healthy debt-to-income ratio and get simple budgeting advice. There's no cost, no obligation, no pressure. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for a free financial checkup now through April 15th.
The credit union with a heart.
Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Member NCUA.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday Extraordinary Banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official ODT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Monday, April 16th, and we hope that you're on your way to work and school, but we hope that you're on your way very carefully as it is raining outside. But this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services. That's Hank and Jean Williams. Also, Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years of experience. It doesn't matter if it's foreign or domestic. Daryl and his team can work it out for you. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Also, get on the right financial path with your financial pathway advisor, Carol Kinder. Listen, if you need to understand your money, how to make it grow, how to make sure that you're set for retirement, just how to make sure, you need to have a conversation with Carol Kinder. The number to phone is 318-448-8600. Also, Red River Bank, and get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. In Avoyelles Parish, Kyle can help you. All you got to do is phone 318-346-6695. And if you're in Bunkie, he's right there on Shirley Road. And as we passed through Bunkie on yesterday, even on Sunday, D.C., they were still diligently working those claims out. And
the cleanup is continuing in Bunkie. And when you pass by folks' vehicles, it seems like, you know, they were just shot up. The hail damage was so bad. But Kyle Wolf and the State Farm team are on the ground in Bunkie to make sure that they're answering all of your questions. Make sure all of the claims are filed, and just to make sure that you're right on point with your insurance. Again, the number to phone is 318-346-6695. And before we go any further in the show this morning, DC, we want to take just a moment to really say congratulations to Eyes Open and the Eyes Open team for celebrating 10 years of broadcasting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What a phenomenal feat.
You know what? You took the word right out of my mouth. It is a phenomenal feat. And we say to Tony Brown and his team, congratulations. We understand the work, the blood, the sweat, the tears that goes into broadcasting and doing a show every single day, day in, day out, year in, year out. There's so much work that goes into that.
Absolutely.
And we just want to say to people listening, you know, I'm sure that I could say that, you know, he's probably just as honored as we are to wake up with the listeners that listen to us every single morning. But we want to say to those listeners that, you know, we all need your support, because Absolutely. It is the support of the people and the sponsors that power these shows. And it's never, never an easy task. And we believe that he's living in his dream and doing what he loves. And so we say kudos to you, Tony, and to your team for all of your years of hard work and continued success.
Absolutely. You know, we've been doing this a little over 4 years, and I know what, I mean, how much hard mm-hmm. work it is. And to actually be producing, he does everything except technical produce, but mm-hmm. to actually produce that show, do the advertising for that show, getting guests. I mean, there's a lot that go, you know, the PR that goes mm-hmm. into it, what to do, the decisions on what to do, what not to do. There's a lot that goes into a two-hour show that mm-hmm. airs every day.
Every day.
There's a lot of things that people think they know that they have absolutely no idea about. And, of course, you know, when a show is well-produced, you don't even know it's a producer. So Tony does everything for that show from A to Z, as well as, you know, fielding calls from the community.
Which is probably nonstop.
Absolutely. Being a show such as his, which is a sort of a watchdog type of situation, you know, every community needs one, and he does a phenomenal job tirelessly, day in, mm-hmm. day out, keeping his finger on the pulse of what's going on, not only in Alexandria, but in all of Central Louisiana, mm-hmm. and other places. I mean, you know, that is just a lot to, I mean, unless you're doing it, you really mm-hmm. don't appreciate mm-hmm. how much goes into that. So we would like to say from here at On Point Talk, big ups to Tony Brown and his staff for being the change in the community that they would like to see.
Absolutely. And I think that that's well said. And we say that our heart and our prayers are with you, and many, many more years of continued broadcasting. And just hang in there. We know it's challenging, but we love it. And that's why we all wake up and do it every single morning.
Absolutely. And then people need to appreciate that it takes a lot of money
yeah.
to keep one of these shows going and keep it aired.
And so it's important that people support that.
Absolutely. And Tony has a huge following.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it is an excellent place to advertise. You know, you if you're starting a business, if you're doing something, you need to, you know, call Eyes Open with Tony Brown and advertise.
Absolutely.
Support the show.
Absolutely. And changing gears, you know, we are still basking in the supply and the deposit that Bishop T.D. Jakes left for the OPT network and all the listening audience. And, you know, this past weekend, we got so many calls and emails and texts about the book Let It Go. And even Sherry and Lisa about the show that we did on Friday. And so we thought it would be incumbent to revisit Let It Go. We just were not ready to let it go, or I wasn't ready to let it go. Forgive so you can be forgiven. And so what I really, really learned, DC, from the listeners and the messages that we received is that there are still a lot of hurting women. And we heard from so many women that are still not ready to let it go. And certainly we understand that. Many people said, you know, they didn't know my story. They didn't know Sherry's story. But let me tell you this. Every single person has a story, whether you know it or not. And whether people share that story with you or not, we all have a story. And I was saying to a sister friend on yesterday, as we were talking again about Bishop Jakes, and again, we have thanked Bishop Jakes, and DC was saying that we will probably even have him back this summer for his Woman Thou Art Loosed conference that he holds every year, because we understand that there are so many women that are hurting, and we know men are hurting as well. People are hurting. But what we really understood from the comments that we got about the book is that there are people that will refuse to let it go. And the reason why we thought that this book was so critical and so important is because we believe that it was going to change your trajectory. It was going to change the direction in which your life is headed. And all of that starts with letting go. And a lot of people, DC, are just downright indignant and not ready to let go. And so we said, you know what, we got to keep talking about this, because it was, the conversation was so much bigger than the time that Bishop Jakes spent with us on last Thursday. It was about the message and the deposit more than anything. And so what we hope is, we hope that people really will embrace the message.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And some people, you know, that when a deposit is left, you know, the word says some of it will fall on thorny ground.
Mm-hmm.
Some will fall, you know, the birds will eat it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and some will fall into good soil.
Right.
And, and what I like in that too is, you know, Uncle New used to say, Steve Sweezy used to say, people only see what they're prepared to see.
Newism.
Everybody's not prepared and doesn't want to come up out of whatever it is they're laying in. It's sort of like addiction. You know, some people are addicted to things that, and they're just not ready to come out.
Exactly.
You know, so, you know, being able to receive that deposit is a process in itself. You know, it may take some people just simmering in that word
mm-hmm.
for a little while before it grabs a hold of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a process. They have to just meditate on it, think about it, appreciate how they feel about it, see where they are in it, and then be able to receive it and use it to better their lives. And then there's just some people who are in denial that just may not ever get it.
Wow. And that's
because it's not about T.D. Jakes.
No.
You know, if you're looking at the man versus the message,
mm-hmm.
then you've already missed it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the message is the part that we have to look at. We can't look at, sometimes, you know, God will send people with messages,
mm-hmm.
and we have a tendency to look at the people
right.
versus the message that they left. You know, so if I'm so busy looking at the person and not receiving the message, then I miss the whole thing.
I know. And I was thinking that exact same thing. You know, it's not the man. It's the message that the man is bringing. And people said, you know, they just couldn't believe how much time that he spent with us. Many people echoed that. And I don't get that, other than, you know, it's about the anointing, and it's about what God sent Bishop Jakes to do in this area. And at church on yesterday, I really, really got it, because I see our pastor stand up, and many pastors stand up in the pulpit, and they hope that the body will get the message. And you can see them just really, really diligently giving everything that they have to make sure that you get the message. And so what I would say to people this morning, DC, is that not only do we need to get the message, but we need to start to do the work.
Absolutely.
You got to do the work, because it's just like going to church on Sunday morning and, you know, have a hallelujah, shouting, great time. And then by the time you leave out of church, the devil comes and steals that word out of your heart, and you're back to square one. And so I am just saying to people that, and I said to one of my sister friends yesterday that I was talking to, I said, the book is absolutely life-changing. And she said, really? The book is life-changing. Otherwise, I wouldn't be talking about it. We wouldn't spend as much time on it as we are, other than we understand that until forgiveness is really complete in your heart, that you'll never see the fruit of what God really has for you. And that's why so many people are bound. We're bound by ourselves because we can't allow that forgiveness to flow through so that we can see the very next thing. And I am telling you, since we have been talking about this book, the calls have been, they have been expansive. I mean, the hits to the website have been expansive. It has just caused a firestorm of conversation. And I believe that that's where we need to be. And one of the things that I said Friday is after 30 or 30 plus years, when is it time to let go? I know everybody is in their process, but you know, my mother always said to us growing up, you know, when you learn better, you should be able to do better. And so now we've put it out there. Bishop Jakes has put it out there. The book went to the New York Times best-selling list in 3 days. If that means anything to you, I don't know if it does or if it doesn't. But it's the message that is encompassed in the book that is the difference maker.
Exactly. And a lot of what has to happen is, and this is the hardest part of any type of recovery.
And what is that?
Anybody is to look at self.
Mm-hmm.
It is very hard. It's easy to look at somebody else, see what's wrong in somebody else's life, what's going on with them. But it is most hard to look at ourselves and see that the process starts with us.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when we look at ourselves really, really closely and really get gut-wrenching honest, we start to appreciate that sometimes we're addicted to our pain.
Mm.
We're addicted to the suffering that we go through because we have the poor me syndrome.
Wow.
Poor me. Wow. Everybody is, you know, and you know, we can't seem to come up out of it because we really don't want to come out of it. We are comfortable with the pain we know versus coming out because it takes courage.
Mm.
It takes courage to put that stuff down. You know, a lot of people live in fear, not really realizing. And that is the deception that people live in, the denial, and not really appreciating that me not wanting to see what's really happened to me is a coping mechanism.
Wow, that is deep for a Monday morning. Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that we really understand is recovery, because we are continuing, DC and I and our family, to recover. But we understand, we both very much understand forgiveness of our fathers, because we both had to forgive our fathers. And one of the things that I was asked about my father, they said, well, Carlette, was it sort of like a deathbed kind of deal where you and your dad came together on his deathbed? And as I was meditating on it all weekend, you see, because I haven't been able to shake it from my spirit, you know, it was not a deathbed confession. In fact, I was, you know, we were on the lake this weekend, and as I was reading another great book that we'll present next month, I was thinking about, you know, coming back into reconciliation with my father. And DC and I have been married about 7 years when the reconciliation finally happened. Do I need to take a break?
No, go ahead.
It was about 7 years. It was in 1997. When I got a word from a woman of God. And at that time, in 1993, early in our marriage, DC and I, just to give you just a little bit of background, DC and I had just gotten married in 1990. And about 3 years later, we had a really, really, really bad car accident. And the car accident left me with some serious injuries. So much so that I walked on a cane for years, had several back surgeries, and just went through a lot. You know, very early on in our marriage, so much so that DC had to, he had to bathe me and he had to take complete and total care of me. Well, long story short with that is that we went through all sorts of surgeries and all sorts of doctors from Louisiana to all the way to Atlanta, Georgia. And then we began to pray for healing and pray for healing and pray for healing and get into healing lines and just believe God. The doctor said, you know, I was an avid runner at the time and still am. And the doctor said, you know what, you will never run again. And, you know, you will be lucky if you really walk again without a cane. And so we said immediately, the devil is a liar. And so we started believing God for my healing. And I met this woman, just as you will meet people on this show, that spoke a word into my life, just as we believe that Bishop Jakes spoke words into all of our lives. that asked me about unforgiveness. And then we started talking about my dad. And that's when I was telling you guys that I really got indignant and didn't feel that I owed him anything, but yet I was self-righteous. I was right about it because I was the child and he was the father. And he didn't validate me the way that I needed to be validated. I didn't ever think he was a good dad. I didn't think he did any of the things that I wanted and expected a dad to do. And so I lived in unforgiveness for all of my life and even into my late 20s until this woman spoke a word into my life. And she said, healing will not come for you until you allow forgiveness in your heart. And then I said, is that right? And so DC and I talked about it and we said, okay. So I call my dad up and then this is when we have this conversation. He's seemingly healthy. I'm going through needing a healing. And then after we really put it out on the table, I realized, just as you were saying, DC, that, you know, I was self-righteous in that. I didn't want to take blame for the way that I had spoken to him and things that I said because I felt right. I felt as if I had the right to speak to him any way that I wanted to. I had the right to hold aught in my heart, regardless to what the Bible says. I had the right. But I'm going to tell you something. There is so much freedom in dropping that bag of bricks. And then God started speaking to my spirit and saying, how can you love me when you don't love your dad who you see, your earthly father? How can you love your heavenly father? And so all of these things start welling up in me, these real truths that you have to come to terms with, that I had to come to terms with. And then I begin to say, well, he didn't do this and he didn't do that. He wasn't at my wedding. He didn't even show up. And then in that self-righteous moment, I started asking myself, well, why did I ask him to walk me down the aisle? Did I ask him because it's just the thing to do? Did I ask him because it was going to look good and people expected that? Well, I had some motives there. You know, did I really want him to be a part of that day? Yes, but then I had some issues that I had to come to terms with and live with. And so when I'm telling you that, you know, you have to begin to look at yourself. And when we began to look at ourselves, you see, we got free.
Right.
And some years later, you know, some time later, you know, today I can sit here totally healed. I've got 4 screws in my sacrum. But, you know, it's like my body was never touched. And God restored all those things that have been lost. And we believe that it really all started with forgiveness.
You got to be real.
You got to be real. And you got to be true to yourself. To thine own self be true. I know I got to take a quick break here, but we're going to come back right after this. KS Productions, in conjunction with Peabody Magnet High School, takes great pride in presenting the screenplay masterpiece, Don't Shoot Me. 6 students, 6 bad decisions, 1 heartbreaking consequence. Ripped from today's headlines, Corey Randolph Whitsett is an award-winning playwright. Don't Shoot Me is a must-see play. April 28th at Peabody Magnet High School, 7 p.m. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop or phone Basil Smith at 318-709-0464 or Charles P. King at 318-447-2966.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow & Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow & Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go?
Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
This evening, happy hour is happening all over Louisiana, and the crowd is going to be smoking.
When we say smoking, it's because Louisiana bars and casinos are the only places in our state where workers are forced to breathe the hazardous effects of secondhand smoke. When we say happy hour, we really mean unhappy hour. Restrictions on breathing clean air apply.
Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all Louisiana workers. Get information on smoke-free venues and events at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OTT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Capital One Bank, Investing for Good, Brian Cooper and Associates. Serious injuries deserve serious consideration, and we want to remind you, as it's wet and raining outside, slow down. But if you've been in an accident and you need to know what your legal rights are, phone for a free consultation at 318-253-0900. Terra Home, great place to buy any kind of gift that you're looking for. They're at 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria. They're worth the drive. Axion, Texas, Louisiana. They make loans to small business owners with limited access to traditional sources of credit. And you can phone them at 888-215-2373. Get wired satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Get HD for life, plus so much more. All you got to do is phone 318-767-2222. And of course, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. If you're just joining the OPT Network this Monday morning, April 16th, it's 8:12. And just as a reminder, the weather is rainy and wet, and we want you to slow down and get there safely this Monday morning. And you know how I tell you sometimes things can happen on Monday morning that just, they're just destined to ruin your day if you let it, but you just can't let it. This morning, you know, I tell you guys, I have green tea every single morning. Yes, and this morning my tea spilled over onto my phone, my BlackBerry, so it is no longer working, but no worries. You know what? I still believe it's going to be a great day. And this morning we were talking about not being able to let Bishop T.D. Jakes' book, Let It Go. It was so worth just talking about one more day, and that's what we're talking about. And, you know, I was sitting during the break and DC and I were talking, and the word tells us that we're justified by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And so we try to be as transparent as we can be about our lives. And, you know, a lot of people just didn't know that, you know, what my family issues were with my dad. And no, it wasn't a deathbed confession for all of those people or deathbed reconciliation for all of those people that ask. And I'm just happy that the reconciliation happened, because what I learned through forgiveness is this, DC. I learned that my dad was a smart man. He's a good guy. And, you know, before he died, he ended up getting cancer. But before he died, you know, although the doctor said that I probably would not be able to give birth, may not be able to have a child because of the extensive back surgeries that I had had, he was able to be a part of that. And to know Deuce Christmas, when Deuce was first born, we would just simply call him the boy. And so he got a chance to know the boy, and he was sick when Deuce was born in 1999, but we had an opportunity to spend time with him and my sister and my brother and even my mom. We came down and we took care of him. And so there was a lot of healing that happened through forgiveness. And had that not happened, I may not be able to sit here this morning feeling so free and so open and able to talk about that. And so I was telling DC, I said it was so powerful that he came to the revelation that some of us are addicted to the pain that we've lived in for so long that we're unwilling to let it go. But I am telling you, from someone who let it go, and once I realized, DC, once I realized that I needed to let it go, I didn't tarry. I just did it.
You know, I heard we were at a church service about 7 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and we went to see Jesse Duplantis,
mm-hmm.
and he said something that I thought was just, I mean, even back then, he said, this is what he said. He said, hurt feelings plus offense
mm-hmm.
equals scummy living. In other words, you get your feelings hurt,
uh-huh.
you go on the offensive, and your life is just scummy.
Wow, I remember that.
Yeah, he said it's scummy living. In other words, you know, once you let it go and forgive,
mm-hmm.
as Pastor Greg said, let it go and cut the string. It can't be like a yo-yo.
Right.
Where some people let it go and it comes right back to them.
Right.
You know, Pastor Greg says you have to let it go and cut the string so it won't yo-yo back to you.
Exactly.
And that's where the healing begins, is once you let it go and you forgive, not only do you forgive, but you let it go and you turn it over to God, you know, the God of your understanding. And mm-hmm. that's it.
And, you know, we sit here, we talk about it, and we're so free. And I hear you. I hear in the spirit, I hear you saying, but DC and Carlette, you don't know my story.
Right.
Don't you feel that in the spirit? You feel people that they're just so justified.
Right.
But Bishop Jakes likens it to cancer, because oftentimes when you get cancer, most of the time you don't even know it. And then it begins to spread. And the reason, DC, as we were reading this book, because almost all the books, we read them together, because either I'll get something and DC will get something else, and we come together and we share that. And as this book came into our radar, what we do every single morning is we try to serve our listeners, because we believe that we were put here to help people to come into those things that God has called them to be. We believe that we are here to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you into your destiny, and that by serving you, we will serve our way right into what God has for us. And so I asked the question, and I asked DC this question, and I asked God the question, you know, why is it, and we were talking about this weekend, the 80-20 rule, why is it that 20% of the people own 80% of the wealth? It seems like 20% of the people, you know, why is there such a huge disparity in the people that will be successful and the people that just ultimately won't do anything? And I believe that a lot of that has to do with unforgiveness, that so many people are trying to step into their calling, but every time they make that step, there is a wall or a roadblock that prevents that from happening. Every single time. And a lot of it has to do with simply, like you said, throwing it out there and cutting the string. And how freeing that is. And for you, DC, you forgave your dad long, long before I even thought about forgiving my dad. You know, and so we've been going through this, and we understand the dynamic of forgiveness because we've both had to do it.
Right.
So with the book, we're saying to people that there are so many things that God has for you that you will never see the manifestation of as long as you hold on to unforgiveness. And one of the things that he says in the book that we thought was very powerful is this. He said, healing begins when you understand that most perpetrators are themselves victims. And especially for those of us who didn't have dads who validated us, most of us who are in that group of people, probably had dads that didn't validate them. And he talked about the whole idea of the way we are with unforgiveness being generational. So it stems back from generation to generation to generation. And if somebody doesn't cut the string, then it'll move to the next generation and on to the next and the next and the next.
It is a learned behavior.
It's a learned behavior. And as we sit here as people who are still recovering from many of the ills that life has brought, we are more open to forgiveness. We're more open to the ideology that the things that are put out there for us may change our lives. We're so much more open today than we ever were about life and about, you know, the high calling. And one of the things that I was thinking about is that many people have been broken by the burdens of their youth.
Absolutely.
Broken dreams thrown away because of the burden that you bore as a youth, as a young person.
Absolutely. And that you're taking on, or you have the illusion that you have to take it on when all you have to do is let it go.
And that's so easy to say.
It's simple, but it's not easy. And most of it is mental. It centers in the mind. You know, to be able to let something go and leave it there,
mm-hmm.
you know, is really very, very hard to most people. You know, because we live in this retaliatory society mm-hmm. where we want to get folks back for things that they've done to us. We don't want to let things go that they've done to us. When really people change. If somebody did something to me 15 years ago, chances are that person is not even the same person
right
that did that
15 years ago, because they've grown and
exactly.
changed.
People are changing,
and so
if you allow somebody to live in your head rent free, mm-hmm. you know, and that person has moved on and gone on about their business, or died and gone on to glory and got saved before they're gone on,
right?
You know, the only person that's stuck with living in that foolishness is the person who is carrying it, and the devil or the disease or whatever it is that people call it, it is trying to keep it right there in the center mm-hmm. of our psyche
mm-hmm.
so that we will never be able to move on and be the people that we were put here to be.
And the thing that really, really hurts the most about the feedback that we got from this book that hurts my heart personally is this, is that a lot of people are living in offense. A lot of people are living in unforgiveness, DC, and they have no real idea that they're dwelling there. They believe that they're not there. They believe that they've forgiven. When you can hear them talk about certain things or certain people, even he talks about people that owe you money, that you're still holding on to that. I believe you said it best, and Jesse Duplantis said it best, hurt feelings plus offense leaves nothing but scummy living. And every single day, you're living scummy, drinking poison, hoping the other person will die. Our newism, letting them live rent-free in your mind.
Yeah.
And they're moving on. And you're holding on to all that offense. We got to take a quick break here. You're on point, everybody, but we're back right after this. Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Are your finances giving you a heartache? A free financial checkup from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is the cure. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is giving away free financial checkups through April 15th. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for your free financial checkup. You'll have the opportunity to sit down with Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's money doctors to carefully examine your credit and let them help you find the best financial treatment for you. Call us at 473-4562. Get one-on-one advice concerning a healthy debt-to-income ratio and get simple budgeting advice. There's no cost, no obligation, no pressure. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for a free financial checkup now through April 15th.
The credit union with a heart.
Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Member NCUA.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is another On Point Talk playback. Prophetess Juanita Bynum.
So, Dr. Bynum, how do people get past the condemnation, the guilt and shame to move into their destiny?
Well, first of all, there is no power to anybody's life until you have experienced failure, because it is the teacher. It's what you fail at becomes the teacher, and it empowers you to become the individual that has been empowered to now help steer the next sister or the next brother. Mm-hmm. And the one thing you have to, you know, remember about being embarrassed or being ashamed or whatever, the greatest shame is staying in the pit. Shame is not coming out. Power of breaking the shame is to say, I once was dumb, but I'm now not.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Rosa Fields is there to serve you. You can phone Rosa and her team at 318-487-1881. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Listen, if you've got that hail damage, and you've got any damage on your vehicle, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is where you need to start. The number's 318-445-4582. And, of course, Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to HicksonHasIt.com. We also thank Williams Tax and Financial Services. That's Hank and Jean Williams.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T. Gina Alexandria.
This is Corwith Davis, Inglewood Farm, Alexandria, Green Market Minute.
It is a natural fact that you are what you eat. Do you know where your food comes from? Do you know how it was grown and who prepared it? To answer these questions, find fresh, local, delicious farm products, meet the farmer who grew them, simply visit the Green Market at the Alexandria Museum of Art every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. This week, Inglewood Farm is selling pasture-raised eggs and a wide array of seasonal organic vegetables. Westmark Farms, a new vendor at the market, is selling delicious goat milk products straight from Memorialville, Louisiana. So come meet your farmer, connect with neighbors, and reconnect with beautiful downtown Alexandria at the Green Market this Saturday and every Saturday between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. at the Alexandria Museum of Art between City Hall and the Red River. Inglewood Farm Alexandria Green Market Minute. I'm Corliss Davis. Inglewood Farm is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 8:30, and it is Monday morning. And I tell you one thing, my cell phone is just on the blink. So if you're trying to phone me, chances are I'm not going to get it. But you can send David a message at 318-264-9146. Or you can go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. The office number is 318-445-5658. And we're located at 3717 Government Street right here in Alexandria, suite number 2. And I couldn't help but to think about the amazing salad, changing gears just a little bit, that we had from Inglewood Farms on Friday. We went to a luncheon for the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, and we just want to remind you that they're always looking for donations, and they're always looking for people in the community to volunteer and to give back to help to feed the needy in the 8 parishes that they serve. Corliss Davis and Inglewood Farms does a fabulous job with all their greens. They had one of the most healthy and just fresh salads that you could probably ever get right out of the garden, and it was absolutely great.
Yes, it was.
And, you know, I'm going to just say this, let it go, DC, and then I'm going to really let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. You know, it's our desire that every single person that has dreamed of being whatever it is that you've dreamed of being, that you would see that come into fruition and that you wouldn't be broken by the burden of your youth. And I know that for many, many years, DC and I have held in our hearts many things that God has shown us. But there were some things that we had to do to even get on the road to getting there. And forgiveness was one of those things. And I am telling you, especially those ladies that are holding aught against husbands, against fathers of your children, that it's not worth it. And every single one of us has goodness within. And if we start to look for the good, then we'll find it. And one of the things that I'll leave you with as I leave the subject, Let It Go, and I hope that people will get the book, because I truly believe that it's life-changing. He talks about lifting the weights. He said, the question is, what would you do if you knew you were unstoppable? What would you go after if you had no fear? How far would you excel if the weight weren't there anymore? And so those are some very, very deep and prophetic questions that I think that we all need to ask ourselves. And we need to ask ourselves in the realm of letting it go, if we are doing all that we can do. And the answer to the question is probably not. If you're standing in unforgiveness and you're saying you know the word, but you're adding that caveat, that three-letter word that is so tough, and it begins with B. You're saying, I know what the word says, but. Well, we need to drop off the but and say, I know what the word says. Especially if you're a believer and you're going to just do like what Nike says, you're going to just do it. You're going to forgive, and you're going to see that the world will be your oyster, and all those things that God promised you, all those things that you saw in your spirit as a young person, you will begin to see the manifestation of that. You're trying to come into your season, but it'll never happen as long as you tote unforgiveness. It won't go into that season with you. You will never get there as long as you're holding on to unforgiveness. And he said it. He said, we're commanded to forgive. We're not commanded to trust. And DC said it earlier. It is a decision. Are you going to stand in the misery that you're stuck in? Or are you going to step out? Are you going to step into the unknown? And are you going to just trust God and forgive? And I'm not telling you what I heard. I'm not telling you what somebody told me. I am telling you what I truly experienced. And today, I can think of my dad as the great man that I know God created him to be. I can thank God for the time that we had together. And I can thank God for all of the things that I know now that he is. I know that he was a smart man. I know that he took care of his money. I know that he was faithful. He served in the military his whole adult career. And I can look on the good. And I can now share that with my son and my niece, you know, who he really was. And so, you know, I say to you that every morning, you know, and I get a little bit choked up when I think about it, is that the show doesn't have to be perfect. We don't have to have great and famous people every day or every week, but we do bring you our heart because it is our heart's desire, not that just only On Point will be successful, but that you will be successful in your heart's desire. And we try to do that by promoting the website, by asking you to log on and share your ventures with us so that we can in turn share that with the people that listen to the network, DC.
Absolutely. And we just had a caller call and she wanted to stay anonymous, and she said that she thanked you for talking about this subject today because she is one of the people that is harboring art, and she's in the process of letting it go.
Mm-hmm.
But she says she's gonna buy the book, and she's dealing with it, and she's asking, and we're praying with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you her name, and we just call her, just, you know, give it to God.
Absolutely.
And just keep pressing toward the mark, and you'll be okay.
And you know what? I just want people listening. And I really, if you don't get anything that I said this morning or that we said, I really want you to wrap your heart around this. We do this show every single morning to bring change, not just for you, but for us.
Absolutely.
And again, it's not about how famous the people are. It's not about how big the names are. It's whether we will take the deposit that God is trying to give to us at this season in our lives, if we'll take it and we'll just do it. What do you lose by letting it go? You are the only person that's suffering. And you know, as I was talking about my back, DC, I couldn't help but feel that there are people who are waiting for their healing, that are getting in every healing line, that you're letting every pastor that comes into town, healing pastor, lay hands on you, and You don't see the manifestation. And a lot of that is simply because it's within. You have to do it.
Right.
You have to do it. Well, we've got to take a break here, and I feel free now to let it go. I'm going to tell you, let it go. The book is called Let It Go, Forgive So You Can Be Forgiven. I hope you'll pick it up. Bishop T.D. Jakes is the author. He's a prolific writer. He's a New York Times best-selling author. And the movie is out, Woman, Thou Art Loosed, on the seventh day. We're going to take a quick break here, y'all. It's Monday. Let's get the week started off right with good forgiveness and let it go and be free to see and be all that God wants us to be. We got to take a quick break here, y'all. You're on point, but we're back. KS Productions, in conjunction with Peabody Magnet High School, takes great pride in presenting the screenplay masterpiece, Don't Shoot Me. Six students, six bad decisions, one heartbreaking consequence. Ripped from today's headlines, Corey Randolph Whitsett is an award-winning playwright. Don't Shoot Me is a must-see play. April 28th at Peabody Magnet High School, 7 p.m. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop or phone Basil Smith at 318-709-0464 or Charles P. King at 318-447-2966.
of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in of Oyles Parish. For more information on of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
Wake up, wake up.
Ugh, the weather.
48 degrees.
And traffic.
Backed up on your usual route, calculating alternate route.
Great. What should I do for breakfast?
McDonald's has many breakfast items for 300 calories or less. They're delicious, or so I hear.
Wow, you're really worth the money.
You know it.
Feeling hungry? Start the day with one of our delicious Egg McMuffins. Just one of the ways to start your day at 300 calories or less at your participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by KS Productions. And the play is Don't Shoot Me. It's April 28th in conjunction with Peabody High School. You can go by Peabody and pick up tickets or Smiley's Barbershop, or you can phone Basil Smith or Charles King for that ticket information. also BeResponsible.com is the website that you can go on and get information about the Southwest beverage safety messages. Again, the website is www.BeResponsible.com. Tobacco Free Living and McDonald's. Also, we like to thank Williams Tax and Financial Services. That's Hank and Jean Williams. Just to let you know what we've got coming up on the OPT Network. You know, we told you on Friday that we would be joined by Lily Ledbetter. Well, because of letting it go, we couldn't let it go. We pushed that back, and we're going to have Lily Ledbetter now on April 30th. So you can mark your calendar on that. The book is Grace and Grit, My Fight for Equal Pay and Fairness at Goodyear and Beyond. You may have seen Lily Ledbetter all on the national media. It's a great book. It's a great story. And it'll really, really let us know how people have fought for the rights that we have. If you don't know her, she is the lady whom President Obama in 2009 signed the Lilly Ledbetter Act, Fair Pay Act, 2009. And it was entitled Lilly Ledbetter for Miss Lilly Ledbetter. Also, we're going to be joined this week by Laura Kepler, who is Miss America 2012. And on the 26th, we're going to be joined by Holly Robinson Pete. She is doing phenomenal work with autism, and she was inspired by her father and her son. She's got the foundation called the Holly Rod Foundation, and it was founded back in 1997. We're going to talk to her about autism, as this month is Autism Awareness Month. So we've got a lot going on. That's only some of the things that people will be experiencing on the OPT this month. What you got? Oh, okay. And also, you know, we have gotten so many calls on Let It Go. And I just wanted, I said last segment that I was going to let it go, but DC said something
let
else.
It go.
Okay, I'm going to let it go after this. And we were talking about how you know it's hard to let it go. We were talking about how you know. It is a conundrum.
You want to let it go, but you can't let it go. And it's about let it go. I can't let it go.
And I love that word. It is a conundrum. And
I'm going to let it go.
But you know what? I was saying, when you let it go, you know how you know you've let it go is that's it, that peace. You have that peace that passes all understanding. And when you see that person that has wronged you, that has hurt you, you don't have that scratching inside. And you just have a freedom and a peace that the word says passes all understanding. When you really, really let it go, and I am telling you, don't be broken by the burdens of your youth. Let it go. Just let it go. So anyway, we had a really, really great weekend. We went fishing again. We have fishermen in our family. We believe God for a boat for a long, long time. And so we were out on the lake this weekend, and it was beautiful. The weather was absolutely wonderful.
A little windy.
It was a little windy, but we went despite the wind. And Deuce Christmas and David Christmas caught fish, and I go out there, and I have my quiet time, and I read books, and we try to get the best authors and the best people to bring the best information and to encourage you the best.
Absolutely. And we have ladies from around Central Louisiana who have contacted us with mm-hmm. books. We have one lady in Lake Charles that contacted us about a book. I'm going to be getting in touch with her. We have a lady that contacted us with a new business in the Opelousas area. Mm-hmm. We're going to be working with her to help her to grow her business. And we have some folks right here in Central Louisiana, somebody at our church that wrote a book that's going to be contacting us. And we invite all of those people, all of the folks who have are embarking upon new endeavors and would like to have assistance in getting the word out. You know, we are here for the local people just as well as we are for the people nationally trying to sell their books. So mm-hmm. if you're trying to do something and you're needing some assistance to try to make it happen, you know, contact us at the On Point offices at 445-5658, or you can contact me personally, 264-9146.
Area 318.
Exactly. Everything's 318. Or if we're in the radio station, because once the show goes off the air, we leave the radio station immediately following, mm-hmm. and we head over to the On Point Talk offices, which are on Government Street. So if you call the radio station anytime after 9:05, we're gone.
And you know what? You know what? I just want to say this because I believe, especially women, we have the hardest time understanding this. And I really want to speak to the hearts and mind of all those women out there that we can share with each other. And we don't have to worry about somebody getting out in front of us. And we are blessed to have this forum every single day. But this forum is not just for us. It's for you as well. And we try to share it with as many people
Absolutely.
As we can every single day.
Absolutely. But if you do come in and try to bow hog it, that's a problem too. So you need to.
Did you have to say that?
Because, you know, some people like to take advantage of your situation. They believe that, oh, okay, it's for me. Oh, okay. Well, within reason.
And, you know, we put it out there and we want to share it as much as we can.
Absolutely.
And because we know that it's a gift and the only way that we can continue to grow is to share what we have. And one of the things that Uncle New would say to us all the time is the way that you keep it is to give it away.
Absolutely.
And so that is a great newism for the morning. One of the ways that you keep what you have is to give it away. And we are always looking for ways to give, both in word and in deed.
Exactly. And we don't know what you're doing if you don't contact us.
I know.
There's no way for us to know. So if you're saying, wow, they won't contact me to help me with my project, we won't be contacting. If we don't know about it, we just don't know about
it. Well, if we don't know about it, we can't know, you know.
And if we don't get contacted, we feel that you don't want us to do anything with it, and which is, we appreciate that too.
Absolutely. And we know everything is not for everybody, but for those who it is for, you know, we look forward to hearing from you. We want you to reach out to us. Go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. Mary Hollingsworth does an incredible job of keeping it updated. I'm looking at it as we speak. The upcoming guests that we've got a lot of great things coming up, and we're going to keep you on point. We've got to take a break, but we'll be back right after this.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink. Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. That's Darlene St. Romain and her team, always, always giving back to her community. The number to phone in Bunkie is 318-346-2540, and in Opelousas, you can phone 337-942-9939. Also, just a little bit about what's going to be happening this week. Lots going on this weekend. It's going to be a fun-filled weekend. The Art Walk is going to be happening this Friday, April the 20th, and it's going to be a great, great time, great artist. They're going to have prizes that are going to be in the best paint category, best interior, best engine, best display, best American, best foreign import. And for more information, you can phone or call the Arts Council at 318-484-4471. It is going to be a great time. Also want to remind you about Jazz on the River. It's going to be two full days of great music. That's going to be Saturday and Sunday, April the 21st and the 22nd. And I'll be hosting that event. So we'll be super excited to see you there. Great music, great fun. Great opportunity to come together and just really fellowship in a great time of jazz and wonderful music. So we're looking forward to that. That's going to be Saturday and Sunday, April 21st and 22nd. And I tell you, there's so many other things coming up that we'll tell you about as they get a little bit closer. But never say that there's nothing to do, because there are always great opportunities right here in our own backyard. A great opportunity to get out with your family and just enjoy the best of Central Louisiana. And so we've got people that are working hard to make sure that we enjoy what's happening in our own backyard. And the only way that we can make those events successful is that we show up. So we want to remind you to be the change that you want to see and show up for these events. You know, it's been a great Monday morning. I know things have gone wrong already for me on my Monday morning, but I choose to think on the positive side of things, and I hope you will as well, because you know what? We can absolutely think our way into a better state of mind. It's Monday. We're going to kick the week off, right? It's April 16th, and kids are probably all at school. We want to remind you 9 o'clock is the magic hour, and we're there. But please be careful as you're driving in. Tanya, is it still raining out? Was it raining? She says, yes, it's still raining outside, so make sure that you pack an umbrella and get ready for a wet Monday. We have so enjoyed this morning. We hope that you will. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to make it our business to bring you great stories of forgiveness at least once a month, so that we can all get a hold of how you just let it go. Forgive so you can be forgiven and step into the next thing. Thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT network. We love you. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself, and don't forget, be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Monday. We'll see you right back here on Tuesday. Feel sunshine, sparkle, pink and blue, a playground full of
Jamaica. If you arrive and don't see me, I'm gonna be with my baby. I'm free. Fly all over the sea. Spain window, tell a candy string. See speakers of kites with velvet roses, big and freedom.
You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.